Imagine carrying a device that constantly manipulates your behavior without your awareness. This isn't science fiction, it's our current reality. Jaron Lanier, a Silicon Valley pioneer who helped build the digital world we inhabit, delivers a provocative wake-up call about the dangers lurking behind our screens. His message has become required reading among tech elites while being strategically avoided in public discourse. What makes this message so threatening? Lanier doesn't condemn all technology, just a specific business model that's corroding our society, politics, and psychological well-being. As you scroll through your feed right now, consider, are you the user or are you being used? The manipulation happening through your smartphone isn't accidental. It's the product of a deliberate system designed to modify your behavior for profit. Nearly everyone now carries devices enabling continuous algorithmic behavior modification. These aren't just tools, they're surveillance portals tracking your clicks, videos watched, facial expressions, and emotional responses. This system operates through what Lanier calls BUMR, behaviors of users modified and made into an empire for rent. The BUMR machine consists of six components working together. Attention acquisition rewards the most outrageous voices. Dystopian-level surveillance tracks your every move. Algorithms cram personalized content down your throat. Behavior modification engines subtly direct your actions. Companies rent out these manipulation capabilities to the highest bidders, and fake accounts establish an artificial environment where social pressure becomes synthesized. Have you noticed yourself becoming someone different online? Most people see this change in others, but not themselves. Even with basic text-based social media, Lanier found himself obsessing between posts and plotting revenge over trivial matters like piano brands. Later, while blogging for Huffington Post, he experienced the same pattern, raging at negative comments, craving positive ones, and writing provocative posts he didn't believe in. He quit to preserve his authentic self. Social media activates what Lanier calls our solitary/pack switch. In solitary mode, we're creative individuals. In pack mode, we fixate on social hierarchies and see others only as allies or enemies. Online spaces typically trigger pack mode. Collective interaction works best when people maintain their individuality. LinkedIn has less trolling because users have practical career stakes beyond social posturing. Real-world consequences tend to civilize behavior. Consider honestly, does your online behavior reflect your values? Your character matters. Don't let social media erode it. BUMR platforms systematically undermine truth. Social discourse devolves into status games focused on dunking on opponents rather than seeking truth. Meanwhile, surveillance stifles authentic expression, and engagement-optimized feeds prioritize reactions over accuracy. Fake accounts wage war on reality itself. Users unknowingly interact with artificial accounts that influence their purchases, research, and opinions. A shadow industry sells counterfeit online presence. 25,000 fake followers can cost as little as $225. While platforms claim to fight these accounts, they benefit from the inflated engagement metrics and artificial vibrancy they create. Social media fundamentally transforms communication by stripping away context. Posts become algorithmic raw material, redistributed based on engagement rather than meaning. Your message can be instantly reframed or weaponized. Unlike traditional communication, where you know your audience and receive immediate feedback, online discourse reduces human interaction to mere metrics, an unsettling parallel to historical systems of dehumanization. When algorithms determine what we see, we lose our natural social perception, our ability to understand others' perspectives through their reactions. In personalized digital environments, we each inhabit private worlds, making social cues meaningless. Unlike traditional media, where everyone consumed the same content, BUMR algorithms create invisible, personalized experiences. Dark political ads and algorithmic tuning generate separate realities for different groups, preventing us from understanding others' viewpoints. Having a theory of mind, the ability to imagine others' thoughts, is crucial for empathy in civil society. But when we can't see the dark ads, memes, and customized feeds shaping others' perspectives, we lose this capacity. The system amplifies tribalism by exploiting latent biases, making others seem irrational and eroding our ability to empathize across differences. The real-world implications are disturbing. In public health, educated parents reject established medical science after exposure to bot-driven disinformation amplified by engagement algorithms. Users get sorted into ideological bubbles and paranoid groups, not by deliberate design, but because algorithms recognize that paranoia drives engagement. Modern medicine's success has temporarily buffered society from the consequences of these dangerous misconceptions. Yet it's tragic that Silicon Valley's pursuit of engagement metrics might be reviving previously conquered diseases. Writers now must court algorithms rather than build authentic reader connections. Professional journalists, bound by factual reporting and ethical standards, compete with unconstrained influencers, degrading overall content quality. Podcasting remains a notable exception. Unlike bummer platforms, it preserves direct creator-listener relationships and contextual integrity. Podcasters develop authentic connections through consistent content delivery, and listeners experience shows in their intended form, explaining why podcasting often feels more genuine than other digital media. Despite social media companies' claims about connecting people, research shows these platforms increase isolation and unhappiness. Facebook's own researchers have admitted their products can harm users' well-being, sometimes without users understanding why. The system discovers personalized ways to make users unhappy, as negative emotions drive engagement more effectively than positive ones, while providing just enough rewards to maintain addiction. Social media's depressing nature stems not just from exposure to others' idealized lives, but from bummer's core structure. This addiction and manipulation creates structural humiliation. Users become trapped in an unfair, degrading competition through both visible metrics, followers, likes, and hidden algorithmic categorizations that control our content and opportunities. These proprietary algorithms, more guarded than state secrets, create arbitrary power dynamics that trigger social anxiety. Users lose at games they never chose to play, while Silicon Valley maintains a God-view perspective. This imbalanced dynamic, where our personal lives are controlled by tech executives, is fundamentally demoralizing. This book only touches on social media's problems. The solution isn't opposition, but liberation. You can thrive without social media through direct emails, quality news sites, local culture websites, and even YouTube without logging in. Taking control saves time, and even temporary breaks create needed pressure on tech companies. The goal isn't dictating your choices, but encouraging you to step away from behavior modification systems, perhaps for 6 months, to rediscover yourself. Unlike domesticated, obedient dogs, cats maintain their autonomy. They represent our ideal for online life. We fear social media is training us like dogs, conditioned to respond to algorithmic signals. When the Cambridge Analytica scandal broke, many struggled to quit Facebook. While some called quitting privileged or emphasized regulation, those with options must lead the way. Business follows money, so demonstrating alternatives matters. Your independence has broader impact. By choosing to be a cat, walking away from controlling algorithms, you're voting for a digital world that serves rather than manipulates humans. Our shared future depends on enough people making this choice.